Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In a little bit as well. But first, it is Wednesday. It's time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Samantha.
Hey, Samantha, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I have a boyfriend named Josh, and I've noticed probably in the past month or so that he's randomly putting the pictures of himself at the gym up on Instagram.
Okay.
So first of all, it's all kind of unusual for Josh. Not the whole going to the gym thing, but the whole posting pictures in the mirror thing. It's not like him at all.
Yeah.
But I think I know why he's doing it.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, the last couple of times when I went to like the picture, I kept noticing that someone is actually beating me to it. It's this girl named Crystal. So I'm like, instead of just liking the picture, she starts putting little emojis, like the little muscle arm thing, and then a smiley face with, like, heart eyes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I could see the muscle one being okay, but you don't need to be, you know, giving my boyfriend hard eyes. That's definitely not allowed.
Right? No, that's what I said. So anyway, I do what any girlfriend would do, and I look this Crystal girl up. And it turns out she works with him. So I kind of like jokingly say to him one day, you know, I think you have a stalker. And he gives me a weird look and goes, what? And I go on, I'm like, I think whoever this Crystal girl is that works with you, I think she might be obsessed with you. And he goes on to say, I didn't even know I worked with anyone named Crystal.
Uh-huh. Okay, so my BS detector is about to go off here.
Yeah, here's the thing. He works for a bank, which has a lot of employees. So
yeah.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if he didn't know her. But here's the thing that really got me worried. So he had gone down to Corolla last week to help them do an open branch kind of thing. And so just for the heck of it, I peek onto her, this Crystal Girl's page, and she's got a picture of herself at the beach with a caption that says, when the boss says, you got to go to Corolla for the week.
Wait, hold on. So they were down there at the same time?
Yes, for part of the same time, yes.
Okay, now my BS detector is going
okay,
off.
So are they back yet?
Yeah, they came back Sunday.
Okay, did you ask him about her? Did you say something like, hey, it looks like you and Crystal had a great time or anything like that?
No, I want to get proof before I say anything else about this girl.
Okay, and I'm assuming you want us to call Josh then and find out?
I mean, you can call him or you can call her if you want. I got her number from their work.
Wow,
you
okay.
You got her number, you did?
Yes, I did. I called when they were down there, and I was like, hey, I need to speak to Crystal. And they were like, well, she's at a different branch today. So I said, does she have another number? Because I really need to reach her today. And so, like, they gave me her cell phone number.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, well, that
Sneaky.
Changes everything. Then I'll tell you what. give us both numbers just in case. If we call her, I have a great idea that's worked for us before. And you're definitely going to know if we do this when we call her that if there's something going on. Trust me. So let's get both numbers, give them to Shaggy, and then we will call her when we come back. So we're going to call Crystal. This is the other woman involved. We'll see if we can find out if they are just friends, just coworkers, whatever. And while we do this, let's put Samantha on so she can hear it too, and then we will find out together.
Calling at random.
Ugh, my stomach hurts.
it's the tense part. All right.
Hello.
Hey, is this Crystal?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Crystal, how's it going? This is kind of weird because we don't know each other, but you work with Josh, right?
I sure do. Why?
So I'm one of Josh's old roommates. We're throwing a surprise party for him. So what we did is we stole his phone for a few minutes and we kind of wrote down everybody in his favorites category on his phone, and your name was in there. So we wanted to invite you to the party. I'm assuming that you are the Crystal that he's been dating, correct?
Dating? No, we just work together.
Okay. Because he was talking to us about some girl he works with. I thought he said it was you. I thought he said you guys were kind of like more than coworkers.
I mean, we are more than coworkers, but we're really sort of keeping that secret at this point, you know?
Right. I got you. Okay, so no wonder he was all whispering about it. I guess he doesn't want anybody at work finding out about you. I can see how that would be a problem with your work.
Yeah, or an even bigger problem with his girlfriend. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't really tell anybody.
Ah.
Well, I hate to break it to you, sweetheart, but his girlfriend already knows. Did you seriously think I wasn't going to notice you liking every one of his Instagram posts as being a little stalker? Sorry, honey, but you're going to have to be a little bit sneakier than that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who am I talking to?
This is his girlfriend that you hoped wasn't going to find out about you. But unfortunately, you're both too stupid to hide something like this. So now you're busted.
Okay, well, I think you need to talk to Josh about all this, because the reason he came to me in the first place was to ask how he should break up with you. So
that's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. You know that. The reason he talked to you is because you showed him some attention. So he thought he could make you his naive little side piece who would do whatever he wanted to and keep his little mouth shut.
Okay, well, it's pretty funny that you call me naive, because you're the one who can't see that he's completely over you.
Oh, snap!
Are you really sure about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know, I don't want to interrupt here, but if you wanted, Samantha, we could settle this right now by just calling Josh if you want.
Yes, why don't we do that?
I mean, go right ahead. If you want to humiliate yourself, it's nothing to me.
Okay, hang on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Josh, it's your girlfriend. Remember me?
Okay, what did I do?
Oh, my God.
It seems your little friend or side piece or whatever the hell you're supposed to be called, Crystal, thinks you're trying to break up with me. Is that true?
Am I trying to break up with you?
Yes, she seems to think so.
No, I'm not trying to break up with you. Who told you she said that?
She did.
Okay, well, no, she's crazy, like you said, okay? She's just, I told you, she's like a stalker from work, and I found out from somebody that she likes me, so I'm trying to stay away from her, okay?
Oh, is that what I am? Oh, yeah, so I'm a stalker now. So, like, last week when you invited me to stay with you at the beach, that was stalking you. When I told you we shouldn't be sleeping in the same bed and you told me that by next week you wouldn't even have a girlfriend, that was stalking. That's what that is. Wow,
the truth comes out.
Okay, how many people are on the phone right now?
Josh, I'm sorry. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. So technically, right now it's us, your girlfriend, and your other girlfriend.
And everybody listening in their cars.
Yes, and most of them are late for work right now. So if you could possibly hurry up and decide which one of these women you want to be with, that would be great.
This is ridiculous.
You know what? Let me just help you out, Josh. Since I'm just a stalker, I think I'll go waste my time stalking someone else. Don't call me, don't text me, and don't talk to me at work.
Well, that makes things a little bit easier, I guess. Samantha, looks like you are the last woman standing here.
I'm not sticking around for this. You slept in the same damn bed as her, and you told me you didn't even know who she was.
Yeah,
well done. You managed to lose two girlfriends in the same day. That's got to be some kind of record. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, all right. From two, we are now down to zero, I guess. So, Josh, it looks like this whole thing kind of backfired on you. I mean, can I give you some advice if you don't mind?
No, not really.
Okay, well, listen. So some people are slick and they can get away with the whole main girl and side piece thing. You, my friend, are not one of those people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.